Get ready for the drama. This is Dave Ryan's War of the Roses, 101.3 KDWB.
Hi, Lily. Love your name, by the way.
Thank you.
Thank you. What is it that made you want to put Brandon, is it Brandon or Braden?
Braden.
Braden. What did you want to put him under the microscope for on War of the Roses?
Something really weird happened. This guy called me about 2 months ago, and he basically was like hysterical, and he was saying that my fiance slept with his wife, and I was like, it couldn't be the same person. I thought it was a prank or something, or maybe he just got the wrong number. I'm not sure, but I was really taken back. But it made me think a lot, like, is it true? Now I'm doing all this research, and I mean, I asked Braden about it, and he just was like, no, nothing happened. I mean,
so what are the circumstances? What were the circumstances supposedly Braden slept with this woman? How does this just happen? Yeah. They meet at a club or a bar, at the gym, or what happened?
My fiance is a carpet installer.
Oh, okay.
So, he installs carpet in people's houses, and he interacts with a lot of different types of people. So
this was a customer that he slept with?
No, he said he didn't sleep with her,
okay.
but
she was a customer.
She came on to him.
But it was a woman. He went to her house with his crew or whoever to install carpet, and that's how he met her. How did this how did her husband get your phone number? Because that seems kind of weird. You would think he'd have maybe
no
Braden's phone.
Clue.
No way.
I don't know.
Maybe it's on her LinkedIn account. I don't know.
Okay. Maybe.
I don't know.
Okay, so you asked Braden. It's like, I got this call. This guy says you slept with his wife. What did Braden say to that?
I freaked out. I asked Braden about it, and he said that she just came on to him, and he didn't sleep with her, and he would never do that to me.
Okay, well, I can't imagine like a carpet installer being so hot that this is out of a bad porn movie.
He is. I mean, he goes to the gym every morning. He is really fit. I mean,
so he's attractive. Okay.
Okay, but would there be like a horny housewife in, God knows, Maple Grove or something? It's like, hey. I mean, she comes downstairs wearing nothing but a bra and underpants.
She's like, oh, I didn't know you were here. And he's like, you let me in.
You're right. And she's like, since I'm almost naked, I don't want you to feel uncomfortable by wearing all your clothes. Maybe you should get almost. I mean, that just doesn't happen.
Yeah. But I looked her up, and she seemed like that type. Like, she's in her 40s, and obviously my fiance is 25, and
Okay, so this is out of a bad porn movie. It's like, so, why don't you put down that hammer and come install this?
All right.
What?
So, I've also been going through his Instagram, so I've been poking around, and I see that he's following a lot of hot chicks. Like, a lot of people posting bikini pictures and, like,
Are they, like, quote-unquote real people, though? Are they, like, real people? Because a lot of the time, or are they, like, famous people that have, like, a million Instagram followers?
Yeah, it's both. It's like some are fake and some might be real. I'm not even sure.
Well, what does it mean if he's following them? Does that mean he's, like, interested in them? I mean,
well, I'm sure he's interested in seeing their pictures, but
well, I can see the photos he's like.
Oh, yeah.
He likes all those photos, yeah.
All right, so he's just super horny.
And maybe so, but I think it goes back to the carpet installation thing.
Yeah.
Because you got to wonder what really happened over there.
There's one more thing I forgot to mention.
Oh, hi, Lily.
Welcome to the...
Yeah. What is it?
Well, why don't we, like, let's recap, like, what happened, and then we'll find out the other thing.
Okay, so in recapping, Lily is on War of the Roses to test out her fiance, Braden, who installs carpet and apparently slept with one of his customers because he got a call from the customer's husband that said, your boyfriend slept with my fiance. I want to let you know this, that he's a cheater. And so you asked Braden about it, and Braden said, I know who you're talking about. I did not sleep with her. She came on to me, and I shot her down. So then that made Lily suspicious, so she starts going through his phone and finds, like, hot pictures of girls on Instagram that he follows and likes and that type of thing. So what's the latest? What part did you forget to tell us?
I forgot to mention this is something that you guys should definitely know. I went through his phone, and he had texted this number that had no name on it, and the text read, I've got your teeth marks on my
Okay, that's a big one to forget, Lily. That's a big one to forget.
I would have started with that. I was seriously...
Lead. That's a lead story.
So, you're going through his phone. He had texted this.
Yeah, he texted this person. I don't know who it was. There was no name on the number. And I screenshotted it and sent it to myself. And I showed it to him, you know, just in case he was going to delete it and deny it. And he said that it was, you know, a joke. And it, he was sending it to his guy friend. And I was like, oh. And he said it was a line from the movie Scarface. So I was like, you know,
well, I've seen Scarface probably 30 times.
Oh, that's like, I've never seen it, I don't think.
I can almost recite every line, and I can do way more than say hello to my little friend.
Right.
Which everybody knows, but what's the line again, and I'll see if I can remember it from Scarface. What did he say? What did he text?
I've got your teeth marks on my
No. There is no...
Yeah, and I Googled it, and it's not from any movie ever. So it made me real even more suspicious.
So it's not even a movie line.
No, he just, well...
That's
he
a
tried.
Good, that's
he
a
tried.
Good lie, though.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a movie line I sent to my friend Steve.
Yeah, it's a good lie in the 70s before Google existed.
Okay, so you know that the evidence is mounting against Braden. Everything from the text message. Did he have any teeth marks? Did you check? You should have pulled down his pants and checked to see whether he's got any teeth marks. No, seriously.
No, I think I probably would have pantsed him immediately. Like, pull him off. Let me see this.
But you did not.
No. I just was, like, looking at Scarface and trying to, like, believe him.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So between the phone call, the carpet lane experience, the Instagram pictures, and the suspicious text, we got some pretty good evidence against Braden.
Yeah, I would say very damning.
All right, well, let's call Braden, and hopefully he'll answer, and we'll see who he sends the roses to. Here we go.
Hi, it's Braden.
I'm a dozen long-stem romantic roses, and we will send those out today. They should be shipped by end of business. They could receive them as early as tomorrow afternoon, and we need a recipient. So who would you like to receive these roses? I need a first and last name, please.
Okay, can I send them to Lacey?
Yes, and you can attach a card if you want. What would you like the card to say?
You can just put, just thinking of you.
Okay. Cool.
Lacey. No, that's funny. There's
an L. Starts with an L.
There's a girl named Lily.
Hi.
That is listening on the phone.
Who is Lacey?
What is this?
This is Lily.
I'm going to let Lily explain everything. I explain it every week.
Yep.
Lily, try to explain to Braden what's going on.
Okay, so I called the radio station to figure out if you're actually cheating on me because of these weird texts that you send to people.
Are you serious right now?
Who called me that you slept with his fiance, and I was a little suspicious. So I called them to figure out whether you're cheating on me or not. And the test is, you know,
I told you,
you
I'm
three
not.
Roses, you and you send them to someone, and obviously you're sending them to someone named Lacey.
I don't even know who's calling me. I got some random call. I don't even know what they're talking about. I told them the first name that came to my mind.
Who is that person? Who is that person?
Just a friend.
So you're sending roses to a friend?
Yeah, I don't know. I just wanted to get rid of them. I don't know who was calling me. I thought it was like a telemarketer or something.
I'm so dumb with this. You know, like, I can't be with someone who doesn't value me. Like, this is ridiculous. So ridiculous.
Okay, well, you're acting psycho and having people call me.
You're acting psycho.
You think I'm cheating
you're
on
acting
you.
Psycho. Who the is?
No,
Lacey
you need
Johnson.
To. You need to relax. You're like so jealous.
Favorite thing
jealous
when a guy tells a girl to relax. It's a really great idea.
Well,
who are you?
Who
is? Hi, I'm Fallon. I'm part of the radio show.
Ray, why don't you mind your business?
Yeah, Fallon. Mind your own business. This has nothing to do with you. That's what I told her. I told her to butt out.
Tell me to relax.
This is Dave.
Yeah.
I told her, I said, bro.
Relax.
I said, you know what? You need to chill out. I'm sure that Braden's got a great excuse for sending.
So far, it's not.
So why did you send roses to this girl named Lacey instead of your fiance, Lily, who would seem to be the obvious choice?
I just said, wasn't thinking. I didn't know who was calling me. I just said a random name to get off the phone. I don't know.
But you also said thinking of you. Why are you thinking of Lacey, and what exactly are you thinking of?
She's a friend of mine.
She's okay? not the one. Let me ask you a question. Is that a woman that you've installed carpet in her house and also banged?
This is ridiculous. Really? I mean...
Did you or did you not bang the woman whose husband called you?
Look, I don't have to answer your question.
Good point.
I don't know who you are. I don't know who anybody is.
Except Lily.
Can we do this off the radio, Lily?
No, I don't want to talk to you. She'd get your stuff.
Whatever. You know, like, you're too much.
No, you're too much.
She's insecure. You're insecure. You can't handle being in a relationship. That's your problem.
You can't handle a relationship at all. You just want to have sex with, well, apparently, all these women and act two-faced to me like Jekyll and Hyde. I don't even know who you are anymore.
That's what I'm doing. I'm having sex with all these women. That's
exactly what you're doing.
Yeah, because I want to disappoint more than one female.